despite recent comments from President Biden and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas condemning migrant family detention. The practice is not ending. NBC News reports the Biden administration will keep detaining families despite a recent court filing by the administration outlining plans to effectively end the practice. NBC News Homeland Security correspondent Julia Ainsley, who broke the story, joined Ken Duffy and me earlier on Skype. And we asked her, who is saying that family detention will not end?
It's an ICE official who spoke to me on background today who said that this is a policy that they plan on continuing, that this is not the end, and that the court filing last week that said that they would be limiting ICE detention for families to 72 hours was basically incorrect, that they plan on holding them to the limits imposed by courts, which could be 20 days, which means this is not the policy we thought it would be. They are not breaking from what Trump did with family detention, and they're not breaking from a policy that was really started under President Obama. It's important to remember as well that these are not families that are serving any kind of sentence. They're being held either after they cross the border while they wait to claim asylum, or they are being held before they are deported. And the official told me what they plan to do is just process them more quickly so that they can get more people in and out with the plan of still deporting families.
Has President Biden legitimately been trying to end family detention, or is this a version of political PR?
At this point, we have not seen any legitimate signs of changing. This was something that he talked about on the campaign of trying to end the policy, or at least condemning the Trump administration for the policy. And then Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas did say that no family belongs in detention. But it seems that that is, at this point, just words. They haven't followed that up with a policy yet.
How many families are staying in facilities right now?
Well, we know that in the two major facilities that are still ongoing, they have 100 families in one facility and about over 300 in another facility.
I wanted to ask if we could finish up with a larger question of the Biden immigration policy. Is it a lot of promises that can't be fulfilled right now? I know that sounds harsh, given that they're only in office a few weeks, but is it going to be a lot more difficult to do some of the things that they're promising?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great question. And the answer that we're hearing when that question gets asked to these officials is that they really had a lot of catching up to do, that the Trump administration really gutted a lot of DHS when it came to anything but strict border enforcement. And so it takes time to try to bring back normal process at the border of bringing people in, processing them for asylum in a humane way. And of course, on top of that, you have a surge. You have more immigrants who are coming, people who are still waiting to claim asylum who were denied under the Trump administration. And so they have a lot that they're dealing with right now. And it looks like at this point, it was just too soon to deliver on some of the promises of ending detention because they want to send a clear message not to come to the border, that immigrants who are thinking about leaving their home countries shouldn't come because they don't want a surge on their hands that they don't have the capacity to handle.
That is Homeland Security correspondent Julia Ainsley of NBC News on Skype.